Great stories, epic songs. Podplays.
If you enjoy the new and original music you discover in Podplays, be sure to stream or download these songs anywhere you currently get your music. Simply search the artist name Podplays, and please remember to like, follow, and share with all your friends.
Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second and tell you that if you want to be a fly on the wall in conversations you probably wouldn't be able to listen to otherwise, you really need to subscribe to the Marty Ray Project Chats podcast. Marty Ray and Chris Wallen chat with some of the most interesting people in entertainment, from Bert Kreischer and Vanilla to Faison Love, DDP, Dina Carter, Herb Dean. They chat with some really interesting people. This show is like potato chips. I guarantee you can't just listen to one. Subscribe, download, rate, and review the Marty Ray Project Chats wherever podcasts are heard. Welcome to the Podplays original series, Grow Up and Move On, written by Corey Batten and John Caldwell. Episode 1, The Ballad of the Band Heart Drunk. All characters recorded by John Caldwell and Corey Batten.
And I'm not coming back, except in a memory. Just keep my leather jacket, and I'll just let it rain on me.
What the? Man, that was the best dream. Sylvie, wake up over there and feed Bruno.
Hey!
Bruno, no! Sylvie! Come on!
Was it the women? Was it the road? Was it the quest to write the perfect love song? What sent the band Heart Drunk Shooting Star down in flames? It's a familiar story. Whatever it was, the band's frontman is down to a legal pad full of cheesy lyrics and a sneak out of his own apartment walk of shame.
All right, stop. Not funny. Call me when you wake. Ah! I'm such an idiot.
And that's why God made lead singers. They're too clumsy to hold an instrument.
Can you just pipe down? I need to focus. Had to work. Dinner later. Ha ha. That should do it. A well-placed ha ha can fix anything. Well, let's see what's in the fridge. I gotta get something in me before I go to work.
Eggs Benedict at the Royal Guest Quarters after rocking Wembley Stadium for the Queen. Belgian waffles and a thank you note from record exec Clive Davis. Nope. Half of a stale McMuffin saved and still wrapped from the weekend.
Ah, get off my back, man. Oh, I'm out of here. Yeah, this is the rock star life, all right.
Small town boy, what do they say? When you ain't up and moved away, and your high school yearbook never collects dust, 'cause every now and then you still pick it up. There's a girl in there who got all your kisses, and you're thinking about picking up the line, but she's probably someone else's missus. 'Cause time still got that old Impala sitting up on blocks, still love loud guitars and songs that rock, but that you gotta keep a haircut and a 9-to-5, 'cause time, small town boy, what do you do when she calls you sir at the drive-thru? If she could only see, if she only knew about time. Still got that old Impala sitting up on blocks, still love loud guitars and songs that rock, but you gotta keep a haircut and a 9-to-5, 'cause time, small town boy, just one more beer, don't waste it on wasted years, just raise one high, 'cause you're still here, and time's always moving down.
Oh, blow my phone up again, huh, Mike? Let's see. Call me. Where are you at? Definitely another need a ride home night. Or just dealing with Donna. Hello?
Hey, man!
Chill, Earl.
Hello, man. I need you in there.
I'm on the way.
I'm not late.
Stocking? Fine, but don't put me in clothes. I am not folding clothes. You hear me, Earl? It never ends. Middle-aged dudes unfolding medium-sized golf shirts just to see that they aren't 21 anymore. I ain't doing it, Earl. You hear me? You get Roger for that. You hear me, Earl? Earl? Earl?
Who else still thinks they're 21? Rock and rollers never have to grow up, right? What's it gonna be today? Spaghetti sauces, fresh flowers, or will you luck out and get the barely visited vehicle accessories section?
Hey, man, not today, all right? I got a headache and a stale McMuffin trying to come back up. Can you give me a breather?
Hey! Hey, buddy! You're that guy from Hard Drunk, aren't you? Whoa, no way! It is you, man! You cut your hair! You guys used to rock! Are you still jam, man? Those were the days, right? The girls at those shows were crazy, I mean.
No, life moves on, pal.
Maybe for you, but I could stay back there forever.
So could he.
Hey, didn't you guys open up for Dave Matthews? Man, that must have been rad. Wow, Brad Coldstone, right here in the flesh. Hey, the light's turning green. Look me up on Facebook. It's Paul Middleton. I'm over at Global Finances. Overseas investments, we got all kind of good stuff. Hey, we should hang, maybe play golf. See ya!
You wear a size medium shirt, I bet.
What?
Nothing. Yeah, man, we'll do. Thanks for the shout out.
Yeah, man, rock on!
Yeah, you too, dude.
Hey, Rockstar, you're in toys today. We're halfway to Christmas.
It's July, Earl.
Right, halfway to Christmas. We need those shelves full and the returns in the back cross-referenced against the books.
What does that even mean?
Just get it done, Bono, and no songwriting in your little pad. If I see you doing that, I'll put you in the clothes section.
Don't you threaten me, Earl. All right, Pokemon. Looks like we're good there. Legos. All right, need a few. Kids and their Legos. Anyway. Oh, cool. Got a new amp. Ah, Sylvie. Talk tonight? Yeah, I'm done counting these stupid toys.
Ah, groupies. Always thinking they're the one. But tomorrow's another song, another town, and another girl. You can't tie down the wind.
Hey, mister. What are you looking at? You work here, right? I mean, unless a Costco vest is your vibe, then I can dig it.
Yeah, kid. What do you need?
Hey, is this the latest Guitar Hero game? I mean, the one with the updates?
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome. Expert on the old one got way too easy. but man, it's a high sending that virtual audience into a tizzy.
Yeah, I bet. You know, we do have a real electric guitar over there for sale. It comes with a mini PV amp. It's not half bad for $150 for the set.
Cool. But I think my bae digs it when I jam in my headphones so she can read while we hang. But thanks, dude.
Yeah, cool, kid. You're a loss. You'll never be able to do this.
What in the heck do you think you're doing, Eddie Van Halen? We have customers trying to shop. You can't be reliving your glory days on the warehouse floor. I'm warning you, if you don't...
Holy cow. That was surreal. How did you do that?
Oh, sorry, kid. I didn't see you there. You got that new Guitar Hero. It's an excellent game. It's actually outselling the Nintendo this year.
It's like your fingers are on fire. And the power. It's like I could feel the magic going through me. How did you learn to do that?
Google heart drunk, kid.
Thanks, man.
So sorry for reliving my glory days, Earl.
All right, fire fingers. When you're done over here, go to Fresh Flowers. Debbie's overwhelmed.
We'll return to this episode of Grow Up and Move On in 60 seconds. We now return to this episode of Grow Up and Move On.
Hey, Deb. What's up with Earl, huh? Seems like you guys were a little chatty at the 4th of July picnic. Little warehouse romance budding? Ooh, boss and part-time employee. Hot. What a scandal. I can see it. He's got kind of a Marlboro Man quality. You know, like he ate the Marlboro Man. Debbie? Nothing? Not even a chuckle? Good talk. Whew. God. Any day's a long day at that joint. All right, let's see. What was your name again? Paul. Paul Middleton. That's right. Where are you at? Let's be friends or golf buddies or an interview reference to get me out of boring in bulk. Ah, I found you. There you are. Let's just hit add friend.
Ha ha. Shaking and baking.
Yeah, that's right.
Making the deal. That's where the real stars are born.
Yeah, how would you know, loser?
Behind the scenes at the golf courses on the 18th green.
That's right.
When you let the guy have a 10-footer gimme for the win. You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Why not? What's wrong with that anyway? You want me to work at Costco the rest of my life? Don't I deserve to at least make some better money and get out of that stinky apartment?
Yeah, of course. And why not global investments, right? Suit and tie, mahogany desk, an expense account. Sounds perfecto.
Yeah, it does.
Heck, maybe you'd even get promoted and finally make it to SoCal this time. Looks like they got a corporate headquarters in L.A. Sure would be nice. I mean, not as nice as it would have been opening for Dave Matthews down there, but we both know why that didn't happen.
Hey, that wasn't my fault. I don't know why Mitch had to do what he did. He didn't show. You can't play a stadium without a drummer.
Yeah, so it's time to just let the past go and jump on the corporate ladder. I bet those suits would love to hear old tales from the road over stogies.
Exactly.
But that guitar sure felt good in your hands today, didn't it? And that kid's face, he looked like you hearing Aerosmith for the very first time.
It's true. Another text? Mike's really trying to get a hold of me. Call him ASAP.
Huh. Is he in the doghouse with the old lady again? Seems kind of fishy.
I don't know, but I'm afraid to find out what it might be.
Well, I guess you really love this place, Bono. That's great, because I need you for the early shift tomorrow. A double shift. Debbie needs off.
Oh, this place is going to kill me. What I wouldn't give to go back to those old days.
Man, this is crazy. Mitch is usually always on time for rehearsal.
Ha! Drummer joke!
Let's just hit it again with the drum machine until he gets here. Must be a flat tire or something. You tried the house, right?
Yeah. Answer machine again.
Oh. Hey, man, hold up. I think I hear the phone. Mitch! Yeah, what's up, man? Yeah, we started 45 minutes ago. Where are you? Nah, go ahead and rest up, man. We need you strong for this weekend's gig. Okay. We'll record it tonight and put on cassette, and I'll drop it by your house. Yeah. See you at the airport, brother.
So what'd he say?
Mitch thinks he has the flu. Let's just run through the new one a few times and get it on tape for him. We know the rest of the set like the back of our hands.
Ah, yeah. He had the old famous band flu. I hear that always strikes the best player in the band when another band tries to recruit them.
Shut up, man. It's hard enough knowing we missed our shot without thinking about that.
Can you blame him, dude? It was your songs, your style, and always your time frame.
Just go back to MTV, Casey Kasem. Nobody cares anymore.
Who wouldn't jump ship when the new ship was a luxury liner, already steaming ahead?
I'm warning you, man. Don't make me use this.
The SS Dave Matthews Band setting sail.
That's it, man. You made me do it. Kenny G.
No, wait. Please. Okay, I'm done. Just think about things before you go all corporate on me.
Why do you have to bring that up? That was the worst day of my life. This is ridiculous. Where is he? The flight leaves in 20 minutes. 5 more and they won't even let us on.
Dude, maybe we should just go. If he's not here, he's not here. We can't miss this gig.
First the rehearsal, and now this?
Calling Heart Drum. With the band Heart Drum, please pick up one of the white courtesy phones. Calling Heart Drum.
What?
With the band
Hurry.
Heart
Come on, Mike.
Please pick up one of the white courtesy phones.
Yeah, hey, this is Brad from the band Heart Drunk. They said we had a call. Mitch, where the heck are you, man? What? You're what? Dude, that's ridiculous. You're gonna leave us hanging? Whatever, man. Thanks for the heads up.
You don't look too good, dude. What's up?
He's not going.
What? What do you mean?
Well, he's going, but he's driving down with his girlfriend, and he's playing drums for...
For who, dude? What? Who is it? What's going on?
He's playing for Dave Matthews. They needed a fill-in, and their manager called Mitch.
Ugh, you scared me. That's no biggie. He'll already be down there. It's perfect.
No, man. He's with them for the rest of the summer. And he can't do both. He's made his choice.
Sorry, pal. Happens to the best of them. Rock and roll's a tough game. I mean, look what it did to Milli Vanilli. Just a couple guys with dreads and spandex and all fell apart because of a little lip syncing.
That's not even close to the same thing. You know what? You're getting Kenny G remastered.
No!
I warned you.
No!
I warned you, man.
No, this isn't music. This is awful.
Yeah, well, you asked for it. All right, focus. Time to deal with the present. Sylvie. Another text from Mike. I'll deal with you later, dude. I got something more urgent. Sylvie, how about pasta? You have any sauce? I can bring the fettuccine and bread. Be over in 20. Let me check voicemail. Ha, it's been lighting me up.
Hey, Brad. This is Mike. I hate to break this to you over a voicemail, but I can't seem to get a hold of you. Mitch is dead.
This has been the original Podplays series, Grow Up and Move On. written by John Caldwell and Corey Batten. Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second and tell you that if you want to be a fly on the wall in conversations you probably wouldn't be able to listen to otherwise, you really need to subscribe to the Marty Ray Project Chats podcast. Marty Ray and Chris Wallen chat with some of the most interesting people in entertainment, from Bert Kreischer and Vanilla to Faison Love, DDP, Dina Carter, Herb Dean. They chat with some really interesting people. This show is like potato chips. I guarantee you, you can't just listen to one. Subscribe, download, rate, and review the Marty Ray Project Chats wherever podcasts are heard. Great stories, epic songs. Podplays.
If you enjoy the new and original music you discover in Podplays, be sure to stream or download these songs anywhere you currently get your music. Simply search the artist name Podplays, and please remember to like, follow, and share with all your friends.